This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And today's show is the timing of Social Security. And interestingly, in that timing, I was thinking, Hans, of this idea when, you know, one of the worst timings of all time is Peter, you know, when he told Jesus he didn't want to be, you know, didn't want him to die. And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan," right? Because you have your mind on things of this world, not on things of God. And so unfortunately, at that point in time, you know, Peter, I'm sure, held his head down. But then Jesus went on to teach. He said, if anybody wants to follow me, they need to deny themselves and pick up their own cross. And that idea of denying yourself, he goes on to say, he who seeks to save his life will lose it. And he who seeks to lose his life will gain it. And so those are some big concepts. But the neat thing is money's there to kind of teach us this on a real practical level. Like if we'll deny ourselves and save and do things like that, you know, we will gain that which we thought we really wanted. Right, Hans?
Well, absolutely. And it's true in much more than just Social Security. And it's really kind of the point of my latest YouTube video and this radio show, where we're talking about, think about yourself, your older self, and your older spouse in your 80s and 90s when you're making Social Security decisions. And the biggest decision you're going to make about Social Security is when you turn it on and when you start it. And I'm not sure that most of the people that I talk to that are in their 50s and 60s that are making these decisions for them and for their spouse, that they're thinking long term.
Yeah,
they're thinking more right now.
There are so many factors to this. You know, even in our discussion, Hans and I were talking about some different angles, and he brought up again, you know, what about Tammy? She's going to live a lot longer than you. And so there are so many variables in the equation that I guess it's a good time to just start off with the disclaimer that, you know, this is not a cookie cutter deal at all.
Well, it's not. And I'm not from Social Security. I don't have anything to do with them. I'm a financial planner. And we study this stuff. Tom studies it more than I do. And he's brilliant with it, because you really learn about Social Security and Social Security timing to help people in terms of special situations, because everybody's situation is different. So I just want to point out, I don't want anybody to feel bad about taking it early, because there's plenty of reason to take Social Security early for certain people. Okay, and one of the main ones is you just need the money to live. And you're out of work, or maybe you're disabled, lots of things, and you just need the money. And that's good enough reason for me to live.
Yeah.
Now, for everybody else, where you just want the money, or you want in the bank so that if you live to 80 or 78 or whatever, you can kind of feel like you got ahead of the government. You kind of won the game through your logic. And I what I want to speak against